Let's take a moment to dispel imposter syndrome. I know I said we were going to cover the application first, but let's take a moment to dispel imposter syndrome. It's remarkable how much this comes up in the work that we do and how often people, when they let down their guard, will talk to us and say, "I suffer from imposter syndrome." I'm guessing most of you know what that means. For those of you who don't, it's essentially when you feel that you're in a role that you don't deserve, that for some reason people think you are somebody that you're not, and ultimately you're going to be found out. It occurs generally when people think that they might be in over their head or don't necessarily have what's capable of getting the job accomplished and done. We've seen this in people from 1 year of experience all the way up to C-level executives. Let me start by saying it's normally not an accident that you're in the role that you're in. There were other people that were determining that you were the right person for that job based on what they knew the task was at hand and actually your experience. Now, I'm sure you could make an argument saying, well, what if I don't have the experience that they're looking for? Well, it could also be that nobody has that experience, or they feel that your unique approach and knowledge within that organization will accomplish this task better than taking somebody from another organization who has done it, but not necessarily within the scope of what they're doing here right now. Your organization did not put you in this situation to fail. They have confidence in you. And if they put you in this situation, more often than not, they want to give you the tools and surround you with the support you need to get the job done. Don't be afraid to ask for it if they are not giving it to you. When they put you in this situation, it doesn't mean necessarily that you are a one-man show. You need to be able to communicate effectively, have confidence that your voice has resonance, and you should have confidence because they put you in this role and they want you to dictate what you need to do to get things done. Generally, the best positions to be in are ones where imposter syndrome may crop up. Why? Because they're a challenge. They are allowing you to grow. You are in a position of a lot of responsibility. So by accomplishing these, you are actually making great career leaps forward. It's our experience that over 90% of people succeed in these roles, which is probably about the same percentage of people who succeed in roles that are not nearly as taxing as these and are much more conventional. So trust yourself, trust you have the support around you, enjoy the challenge, and concentrate on the work at hand.